भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृतं नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी.
So today is Wednesday. We are serving Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, Chapter 15, Text 31 to 33. So bear with me, please, because I just found out we are going to discuss this. So we'll do 31.
Upasakasya, of one who is worshipping, mam me evam das yoga dharanaya, by the process of mystic meditation, mune, of a learned person, siddhaya, the mystic perfection, purva, previously, kathitaha, described, upatishtanti, approach, asheshataha, in all respect. Upasakasya mamevam yoga dharanaya muneh siddhaya purvakathita upatishtanti asheshataha upasakasya mamevam yoga dharanaya muneh siddhaya purvakathita upatishtanti asheshataha upasakasya mamevam yoga dharanaya muneh siddhaya purvakathita upatishtanti asheshataha.
Please chant.
Upasakasya mamevam yoga dharanaya muneh siddhaya purvakathita upatishtanti shesha. Upasakasya mamevam yoga dharanaya muneh siddhaya purvakathita upatishtanti shesha. Upasakasya mamevam purvakathita upadishtanti asheshata
upasakasya mamevam
upasakasya mamevam
yoga dharanaya
muneh
siddhaya purvakathita
upatishtanti asheshataha. upasikasya mamevam.
Siddhaya purvaka tita upatishtanti aseshataha.
Translation and purport by the sincere followers of Srila Prabhupada. A learned devotee who worships me through yoga meditation certainly obtains in all respect the mystic perfection that I have described. So it looks like this is the summarizing last verse. It appears like purport. The word yoga dharanaya indicates that each devotee obtained the particular perfection for which he has qualified himself. The Lord thus concludes his discussion of yoga siddhis. 32, together.
Jitendriyasya dantasya jita sasatama mune madharanam dharayata kasa siddhi sudurlaba.
Translation. For a sage who has conquered his senses, breathing and mind, who is self-controlled and always absorbed in meditation on me, what mystic perfection could possibly be difficult to achieve? Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami comments as follows. Lord Krishna here expresses that there is no need to practice many different processes. For by completely carrying out even one of the above mentioned procedures, one controls one's senses, becomes absorbed in him, thus achieves all mystic perfections. Srila Jiva Goswami notes that one must meditate on the transcendental form of the Lord, which is free from any material designation. This is the essence of advancing in the yoga system. Thus one acquires all mystic perfection very easily from the personal body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or Personality of Godhead. 33, together.
Antarayan badantieta jagjato yogamuttamam maya sampadamanasya kalaskapan ketavaha.
Translation. Learned experts in devotional service state that mystic perfection of yoga that I have mentioned are actually impediment and are a waste of time for one who is practicing the supreme yoga. By which one achieves all perfection in life directly from me. Purport. It is common sense that whatever is useless waste of time should be given up. Therefore, one should not pray to God for mystic yoga perfection. For a pure devotee who has no material desire, even impersonal liberation is a useless disturbance in his life. What to speak of the material perfection of yoga, which cannot even be compared to impersonal liberation? Such mystic perfection may be wonderful for a immature and inexperienced person, but they are not impressive for a learned man who has understood the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Simply by obtaining Lord Krishna, one dwells within an infinite ocean of mystic opulences. Therefore, he should not waste precious time pursuing separate mystic perfection.
Om Ajnanati Mirandasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tashmai Sri Guruve Namo Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam Vande aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Saraswati Debe Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunnavadi Paschat Deshatarine Vancha Kalpa Taruvesha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare
Thanks to Tom Mahaprabhu for encouraging to speak today. This chapter Lord Krishna describing the mystic yoga perfection. In previous chapter, he described the Ashtanga yoga, how to practice and focus on the goal of yoga. And this chapter giving, after you get, what will be experienced and what you can do with it. So, of course, if we deep down go to our heart, these things, these anarthas in a form of material yoga perfection, it's there in the heart of conditioned soul. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains that Srila Prabhupada, in fourth canto, he says the first birth of human being are human birth. Then another place says that first birth is Brahma's birth. So both are taken according to Bhagavatam. So Srila Prabhupada writes the first birth human being, human birth, when soul came to the conditioned life of this world. And the way it is set up, that human being perform karmas. The animal, they don't do karma. Those are the result of karma. Human beings are the only one who does karma. And Veda also manifested same time. Veda supposed to guide the human being while they are performing karma to go all the way to one by one. The whole material structure, if we look at from grossest to the subtlest. Krishna knows the numerology, mathematics in a best degree. If you look at the verses in Bhagavad Gita, Indriyani parani ahur indriyabho para mana manastu para buddhi buddhistu para tatsa. Krishna is giving the hierarchy in the material world. And Krishna also gave the hierarchy of spiritual world. So in third chapter Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that the senses are above the sense object and mind is above the senses and intelligence is above the mind and soul is still above where actually thinking, feeling, willing emanates. So in the hierarchy, material hierarchy, the human birth first started following with the Vedic, but the soul has an innate nature. Soul has an eternal nature of pure love, eternal function, service to God, eternal position as a servant. This thing can never be disturbed because this is what made the soul in his constitutional structure. And in that constitutional structure, the constitutional nature, the pure love, is what the soul is trying to search out and become will be completely happily situated. And since beginning of that, this search started. And Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes that when the soul performed karma with the body followed by the Veda, then he experienced all this karma kandiyo result and performance, going to heaven millions times, billion times, who knows. And coming back, getting frustrated, then again started. But some soul at one point, when entered to heaven, then finally, in America they call soulmate, which is really, they don't have any clue, but they use that word soulmate. The soul actually experiences soulmate kind of highest form of sense gratification in Nandan Kanan of Indra's palace. At that time, somehow or other, the system is made that in heaven there is no elderly person or baby. Everybody is a teenager. Everybody is born. Srila Prabhupada writes, the 9,900 years the woman does not get pregnant, only last, before she leaves the heavenly, that part of heaven. There's three heaven planet, Prabhupada explains. Billa Sarga, Dibba Sarga, subterranean heaven, then there is a Bhoma Sarga in Jambudip, and then there is a Indra's heaven. So all of them has a common thing, is that the highest form of sense enjoyment, that's the common thing, all three of them. So when the mother gives birth, mother also leaves the planet, she never breastfeeds, the soul takes the body of a teenager and he's being given a choice of taking different kind of juices that makes him so strong, like 10,000 elephant. Prabhupada gives you very details in fifth canto, that he feels he is master or controller of the world or something like that. I'm sure I had that experience, but I forgot. Then he enjoys, and then he meet a person that he feels like the ultimate happiness, and that girl fall in love, he fall in love, and then at one point, when the heavenly body comes, it comes with a garland made of Parijat flower. That's why Parijat flower is a big deal in heaven. And Krishna had a little test with Indra about Parijat flower. So, and their lifespan is calculated by the flower garland. At one point, the boy sees that his garland is drying and he's nervous. When this garland is drying, the moment he felt, forever he will live happily ever after with her. The Disney movie and, you know, happily live ever after, something like that. Every Disney movie end, I remember. And so that time he's being forced to taken from the exit door. And this separation creates such a trauma that the departing heavenly young man, I'm going to just use a man, don't take it personally, man or woman, either way, that he
does not want to leave and he doesn't know where he's going, and he's experienced such a painful that he becomes completely depressed to a degree that he doesn't even know where he is, how he is, and his body as soon goes outside the heavenly exit door, the global worm, not American global worm, but there is a global worm outside the exit door, and they eat his heavenly body. That's how they survive. Then Prabhupada gives, actually, you can put those together. Prabhupada says that from there, he became so depressed that his physical body is destroyed, heavenly body. Then in that subtle body, there is another body is given immediately, where he mixes with the cloud and the rain, and then it drops to Jambudip. If he has a still little pious, if it not, then he takes birth in this earthly planet, not other planet, because his karma again has to start. Now, to the degree of that soul remembers, like we remember our dream in a hazy conception. Some idea is there, I had a dream last night, but I don't exactly remember, neither I am there. So like that, the hazy impression of heaven, pain inflicted him so much that he doesn't want to do anything in this world. He hates this karma idea. But Krishna will guide him to come in contact with Veda and righteous family where they practice Brahmana family, something like that, or Hare Krishna family. Because in Chaitanya Bhagavat says, even in this Kali Yuga, I don't want anybody to judge it, but this is Chaitanya Bhagavat says, Kali Yuga rakshasa viprer ghare janmibek sujaner himsa koribare. Sometime there will be demon takes birth in the Krishna conscious family. Because Krishna is so merciful, he's giving him an opportunity to bow down, take prasadam, associate. Then he may go back when he grow up to that kind of nature that he had previously. But he got at least some entrance to Krishna consciousness. Then it will progress. That doesn't mean we judge the devotee children or other, because they are also from Vaikuntha, Prabhupada says so. But there is possibilities there. Chaitanya Bhagavat explains, and there is a purport of Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur given. So anyway, when that soul comes in a nice family who is following Vedic culture, then he will see within him he is frustrated of this karma. That is the birthplace of Jnana. Who are the Jnanis? This is the birthplace of Jnanis. From the frustration of karma, enjoyment, he endeavor into. He will join in ashram, he will do everything, and he will come to a point, I don't want anything to do with this world enjoyment. Who taught him? Impression. Because Bhagavad Gita also says, Bhoga Isharja Prasaktanam, those verses in second chapter, Krishna explains that what we are attracted to this world, it's coming from impression of previous karma. But what I focus, that choice is with me. But what is passing through me, it is not possible to control or manage. It is result of previous karma. So it will pass. And I feel like attracted to this, attracted to this, attracted to Hawaii or something like whatever, attracted to particular car or particular person or land or a food or anything, it is a result of previous karma. So he will be feeling aversion instead of attachment. But aversion, Krishna says also in Bhagavad Gita, Ichha desa samuthena dandamuhena bharata sarvabhutani sarga janti parantapa. So Krishna says, Ichha Desha, these two reasons that soul takes birth in this material world, that either they are attached to this sense enjoyment or they are aversion to that. Aversion means, what I understand, Srila Prabhupada gave a nice purport that I still have a attachment, but because there is a frustration, now I am still talking about that enjoyment, but in a hateful way. I don't like sense enjoyment. I hate this. This is bad. This world is bad. This world is not mine. What is bad or good? Everything has to be utilized. Devotee means utility is the principle, Prabhupada writes. Utility is the principle. So we have to utilize the world. We cannot hate or like. Everything belongs to Krishna. So in that verse, according to that, that some soul who are frustrated to the sense enjoyment, they will develop the aversion idea and they will go. They are not thinking, oh, last life I fell from the heaven or something. They have no idea. But they will develop like this. They will come. But problem is, the emotional effect, emotional attachment to the sense enjoyment is in dormant state in the heart of those jnani. They are artificially trying to punish their senses, punish their liking in this world, but negative investment of enjoyment is still there. So when they search out, they do six things. In Jiva Dharma explained, the jnani, they have a very control. Srila Prabhupada is hilarious. Sometimes in one purport, Prabhupada says, the jnanis, they are such a foolish, they suffer while they are practicing because they are trying to restrain their senses. They are trying to be very strict, very strict. And you can see, even Jagannath Puri, I saw all this, Shankaracharya, Sannyasi, like whole day, night, they are studying, 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 trying to restrain, not to look at this, not to sense enjoyment like that. It's like a painful situation. And when they die, they go to the painful place again. The senses are inactive. Krishna says in 12th chapter, text 5, Klesha adhikatara stesham abhyakta asakta cetasam abhyakta hi gatir dukha deham buddhir abhapati. That they suffer, klesha, they suffer, those people suffer so much because they do not know that they have a senses, spiritual body has a spiritual senses. And they're trying to punish the senses of the material body, and neither they're developing spiritual senses to be active. So they are punishing both ways, and they suffer so much. And Prabhupada says, this is not a good, intelligent choice to be searching as a jnani. Now the negative, bad part is, the emotion of enjoyment is still invested in the heart. What they do? While they are studying, they say, aha, I can still enjoy, but without getting caught or without getting bound. They are called yogi. This is the birthplace of yoga system. Yoga system of jnani is frustration of karma, kandiya, enjoyment. And the yoga system is that they still want to be connected with God, be spiritual, at the same time enjoy the underlying sense enjoyment. Like Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur was in Chaitanya Math at that time, and one of the devotees reported that seven brahmachari, they went to take bath in Ganges on Ekadashi day. Today is Ekadashi day. So one of them got, they are doing nirjala, means they don't drink even a sip of water. But one of the brahmachari was very proud. He got a fish caught on his throat. Now, do you know how fish get caught in the throat? There's some fish has a thorn. While they're taking bath in Ganges, how the fish got caught in the throat? Anybody has idea? Thank you. Drinking water underwater. Because he's doing nirjala to the showing people. So Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur gave a heavy speech on that. These are the yogis. They want to enjoy, but they are afraid of the material world, and they want to go to God, they want to manipulate, they don't want to be caught, they don't want to be... This idea is there. That's why last few weeks we studied the yogis, they can enjoy the sense enjoyment. Nagaraj Prabhu was giving class other day, he was reading that the heavenly girls will meet the yogis. He's meeting Krishna. Why he needs a heavenly girl? It doesn't make sense. But it makes sense when you see that process, how the karmi to the jnani to the yogi. Now, we are not denying that yoga is not good. Like Prabhupada said, Patanjali, who actually introduced yoga, According to Prabhupada, he is a pure devotee. But he never established pure bhakti in Yoga Sutra. Now you may say, he is a pure devotee, how he is doing that? Because his intention was, in the purport Prabhupada gives, that his intention was to attract the people to come, at least follow something, then go further. When you meet Paramatma, Yesho Naratma Chetasa Abhiditibba Jasmin Prani Panchada Sang Vives, you purify the Panchada Sang Vives, this five air, the prana holding the soul, and then you meet the super soul, then all your problem, Bhita Soko, that the fear of future, lamentation of past, and illusion of present will disappear. Sounds like a bhakti almost. Close, but not exactly. So this explanation is given. There Patanjali were explained that why conditioned soul need to be little bit, like Tamahar Prabhu says yesterday, what that I'm going to say in a Mary Poppins story. Whether make the medicine go down, little bit of sugar, make the medicine go down. So, and he explained very nicely that there is not the bitter they are attracted, but they are attracted the sugar coating on the top of the bitterness. But bitter is going to cure them. So, Yoga Sutra Patanjali gave like this. But most of the people that follows Patanjali do not know the essence of his or intention of his introducing the yoga. As we discussed, like Prabhupada says that when we are in this material conditioned life, we need to harmonize this body that we have, physical body, with the nature. That's why Hatha Yoga was introduced. Hatha Yoga means how to harmonize, how to balance the material nature, three modes. Kapha, Pitta, Vayu, the vile air, everybody is born. The Ayurveda, he explained this, Ayurveda treat the person, not the symptom. The Western medicine treat the symptom, not the person. That's why Ayurveda is more of a appealing to our spiritual progression. Modern medicine actually destroy the body, curing one side and putting something else in the other side. Then you say, okay, Hatha Yoga is required. Then above this Hatha Yoga, then you have a physical body harmonized with the three modes of material nature. Then we have a subtle body. The physical body and the subtle body also has to harmony. Somebody, I may be sitting in the temple, but my mind went somewhere else. There has to be harmonized. There has to be some collaboration, balance. That is pranayama. And if you remember 8th canto, Bhagavatam, Prabhupada writes, pranayama is compulsory. I was thinking, wow, we don't do pranayama. Well, I was reading, isn't it? But at the end of the part, Prabhupada says, anybody follows the guru's instruction, he does not need any of this. That was a very sweet. And then he didn't just give it. He says, because in our daily program, that's what we do. We dance, chant. That is the highest form of pranayama. Wow, it excited me to chant and dance more. But this secret is not known to the public. So then you have a harmony between the nature and the physical body, that one yoga. Then the harmony between the subtle body and the physical body, that is pranayama. Then between the subtle body and the soul, there is another yoga required. And that is jnana yoga, the knowledge. And the whole book is written. Chapter 4, Bhagavad Gita, is nothing but based on that. But bhakti tainted. So it is bhakti. Of course, Prabhupada is little partial to Vrindavan and Krishna. When Atmatatta Prabhu went to see this yogi in South India, and he says, I came to give you this book. He said, I don't want Swamiji's book. He said, why? He made Krishna consciousness in the West. Say, I know, but he's put everywhere Krishna, 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 as if nothing else exists. So Atmatatta Prabhu didn't know. He said, I didn't understand. He said, open, I'm reading Karma Yoga. Third chapter is actually Karma Yoga. Vishad Yoga is the first chapter. second chapter is Sankhya Yoga, third chapter is Karma Yoga, fourth chapter is Jnana Yoga, then Karma Sannyas Yoga, fifth chapter, like this, Abhyas Yoga, sixth chapter. So then, is the third chapter, if you read it, Prabhupada put a heading, Action in Krishna Consciousness. But the English, Sanskrit word is Karma Yoga, Vyasadeva says. But Prabhupada put Action in Krishna Consciousness. So he saw that. He said, see, this is not Karma Yoga. He writes Action in Krishna Consciousness. Satmatattva Prabhu says, oh, you understood Prabhupada very nicely. Maybe you will be contaminated. Oh, by the way, he is actually chanting now. This is the Prabhupada mercy. So Atmatattva Prabhu came and told Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, oh, what did he say? He said, he shown me on the third chapter. Prabhupada said, he understood that Krishna is the base of everything. Krishna is the ultimate goal of everything. That is required. Then there is another yoga between the soul and super soul. What is that yoga? Dhyana yoga. That's why meditation is founded here. And then there is another yoga between the soul and Krishna, is bhakti yoga. So there is a gradual progression from hatha yoga, is balancing between the nature and the physical body. Then above that, the pranayama balances the physical body and the subtle body. And then the subtle body and the soul and super soul, and then Krishna connection. This yoga ladder is very sweet. Of course, ultimately they all will come. You know, very funny. You may think like all this yoga. I remember Atri Rishi Prabhu, he was telling me the story. He's an Iranian devotee. So he came to Prabhupada's room and he paid obeisance and says, Prabhupada, I'm going now to New York. Prabhupada said, yes, you can go on 15th via Germany to New York. And he's thinking, I spoke in English and Prabhupada understand English. Today is 7th and he's saying I'll go on 15th to Germany, but I'm going to London to New York. How is that? He could not put together what he said and what Prabhupada heard. He didn't know, but what Prabhupada said he heard. So just before he left, he went to Prabhupada's room again, he paid obeisance, I'm leaving. He said, okay, you can go on 15th. He got really shocked. Maybe some language problem that when I'm speaking, he's not hearing. So he went to the airport. Those days, Bombay is called Bombay, not Mumbai. So there was not too many flights. And he was waiting there. And after 2 hours, they had all this immigration check and customs. And after that waiting place, another long waiting. And after 4 hours, the announcement made, the airplane engine has some problem. The flight is cancelled. That was lady. And those days, not too many flights. Nowadays, you have so many flights. So they all went to the front. And guess where the next flight is available? 15th. That time it clicked in him. Oh, Prabhupada knew what will happen. And he felt so bad. He judged a little bit to Prabhupada that maybe he didn't understand my English or maybe there was some communication was not proper. And he was like happy at the same time felt like I was not really understanding Prabhupada. I can't believe. Even though this is a mundane thing, but one of the siddhi that explained in this chapter we read, that they know future, past and present. So Prabhupada exhibited many like this. That was like very easy. And then he comes and of course he submit to Prabhupada. He said, did you say 15th? I heard Prabhupada say yes. And today is 7th and then he revealed that this was a mistake. Prabhupada said, but I knew you were going to on 15th. Now how? Only Krishna knows and Prabhupada knows. So all this mystic siddhi, like Rasikananda Prabhu, is one of the biggest preacher in our Krishna consciousness movement. After Mahaprabhu left, the three Srinivas Acharya who brought the books, the three devotees from Vrindavan to Bengal, that the books that we have, it's because of their mercy. They carried to from Jiva Goswami's time to Bengal. Rasikananda Prabhu was a big preacher. And he was preaching in that village such a profound that he was making devotees. And there was a complaint came that, okay, he can make devotee from his own caste. He is not a brahmana, so he should not initiate brahmana. Well, next day, he initiated a bunch of brahmanas. And those Hindus became so angry, they went to report the king. This is when way out of control. He has no right to initiate brahmana. His last name is not brahmana, so he cannot initiate brahmana. So the king was a Muslim, and he said, okay, maybe we need to discuss this amongst the brahmana. Let's invite and have a meeting. So they invited all the brahmanas. By the time the meeting started, the report came. He initiated some Muslims. The king became furious. What? He initiated Muslim? I'm also Muslim. This is too much. I'm going personally to test him and challenge him or chop his head or something. He was very angry. But it was a mystical happened. The Rasikananda Prabhu's follower started growing and growing and growing. So in that time, the brahmana suggested, we should have a mystic man. He has a mystic power. He can fly. He will divert all these people from him. Well, they sent one mystic guy. And he had actually power. He was flying in the air. And all some of his followers, they are not so fully dedicated or surrendered, didn't understand Guru's position. They're kind of like influenced. They want to go there. They also want to stay with their Guru, like a separation. Sounds familiar? Sometimes we see within our, you know, some people due to ignorance leave, go somewhere. So they were like separated in the ashram. And one day, one of his loving disciples, he said, Gurudev, we cannot make this happening like this in your presence. Please do something. You have to do something, mystic siddhi. Rasikananda Prabhu says, we don't perform mystic siddhi. It's not our business. Our business to make them devotee. We only chant Hare Krishna. That enough. No, Gurudev, you have to do. And he cried. All my people, I brought 30 people. They left. They went with this mystic guy. So it was very interesting that at that time, Rasikananda Prabhu, seeing the cry of his very intimate disciple, he was very early morning, you know, before Brahma Muhurta, before Mangal Arati, he was brushing his teeth with a neem stick in India. Prabhupada also used that neem stick sometime. You know neem stick, right? You know the translation Prabhupada says? Hellishly bitter. Never heard such. The Prabhupada translates hellishly bitter. And you chew it and then you brush it. You don't need toothpaste or toothbrush. This is the one. So he was doing this and seeing the crying early morning, so he took the neem stick, he put his toe, and he started flying in the sky with this neem stick. And they announced within an hour, all this, his disciple back, not only back, the whole villager, they all started following Rasikananda Prabhu. And they all became initiated. So this way the king was not so satisfied. But he heard that, okay, he has a power now and he's thinking about it. So he sent a big battalion, soldier, Muslim soldier. They're coming on horses and weeping things and sword. And they started coming. And Rasikananda Prabhu at that time is with his guru, Samananda Prabhu. And they went on a Nagar Kirtan, just like we go on 13th and university every Friday. They also go. This is not a new system Prabhupada made. Prabhupada is 100% follower of Mahaprabhu's associate. This system was there of all the internal associates. They all did the same thing. Go on the road and chant Harinam. So they went on chanting Harinam. Beautiful. And Samananda Prabhu had a tears. He's trying to invite the Lord to come right here in the form of holy name so that all the conditioned soul will be benefited. All of a sudden they saw the big thousands of Muslim soldiers there coming. Now when they came nearby, they had very strange feeling. You know, they have a Muslim soldier, they had a beard. And they started feeling itching. And they started itching. When they started itching, the blood started coming. They got really scared. They stopped, you know, they got down from the horses and they started talking to each other. Everybody has this blood is coming through their itching of their beard. So they felt a little bit very strange. What should we do? So they went nearby, they broke some mridanga. They took some kartal, threw away. But the pain of the beard was so much that they ran back. They could not do much damage of the kirtan party. But Samananda Prabhu, Rasikananda Prabhu, they did not see the too much effect. They saw coming, but they didn't know exactly what happened because they had 10,000 followers chanting and dancing on the street. So then next day, Samananda Prabhu and Rasikananda Prabhu says, let's go bigger Harinam today. And they had a bigger people, bigger amount of devotees than previous day. They went on Harinam, and then the king, Muslim king, he thought, this is not good, because he is initiating Muslim. His power is growing more than my power. You all soldier failed. Today we must go. So they went. When they went halfway, they found started like their own sword, like a going, instead of attacking them, attacking themselves. Seeing this such a ironic like surprise, they all turned back and they reported the king that this is extreme difficult, we never heard such thing. So then the king went to the mosque and he prayed to Allah. There must be something. How is possible that his power is more than you? He never has any idea that Allah ever speak or something. But he was very intensely praying that he fainted. And the Allah came in his dream while he was in faint and says, I am in the heart of that Samananda and Rasikananda. You want to save yourself? You want to save your citizen? You save your country? Go take shelter of him. And if you don't, you will be ruined. Your family will be ruined, your citizen will be ruined, your country will be ruined. Your choice is up to you. He came out, he could not believe. Allah is in the heart, Allah is with him. How is possible? But at the same time, what happened while he was faint, there was some indication. If you don't, here is the mark. Got a little whip. So then, after he prayed and everything, he went to take bath and he started feeling pain. You know, you don't know me probably. I hope you never have to experience. When you get a whip, your skin get a little peel off or, you know, scratches. And when you take bath, you feel it. It hurts. So he saw that his body actually got whipped, what he saw that Allah gave, little whip. And if he does not, so he really believed, no, this happened. This was not just a dream. So he immediately took bath and shower and he told the ministers, let's go, we are going there. And they had no idea either what's going to happen. So he went on a horses with all these thousands and thousands of soldiers and he fell flat in front of this big Harinam party coming. And then Samananda Prabhu, Rasikananda Prabhu thinking, what's going on? But they started still singing. At one point they sat down because all these thousand soldiers are flat. Whatever the king is doing, that was the instruction, you all do. And then he revealed to Samananda Prabhu that Allah came in my dream and he warned me, if I don't take shelter of you, I'll be ruined, my family, my kingdom, citizen, everybody will be ruined. Please give me shelter. The whole country became Krishna consciousness that night. Till today you go to that village, every house has a Tulasi Devi in front, every house has an altar, and every house knows Rasikananda Prabhu. Till today. Gaur Pramanande. So that is our real success of mystic power. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, pancha kalpataru vesya kipa, sindhavaru chabadita anandavani.